Tell us about his relationship with Wiley Post.
He and Wiley had met Frank Phillips. Mr. Hall out of Oklahoma City first got hold of Wiley. Wiley had built a plane because he had had an oil field accident and he had a settlement of $3,000. So he could collect the settlement and built the plane. Wiley did.
And who was Mr. Hall?
He was an oil man, and he and Wiley connected up, and he flew to leases and doing things. So Wiley signed on with him to be his pilot and take him around. Then Mr. Hall thought, well, that's not a very good plane. I'm not very satisfied with this. So he got a better plane and named it Winnie Mae for his daughter. So Winnie Mae was Wiley Post's plane after that. Mr. Hall wasn't using the plane very much, and somewhere or other, I guess it really all belonged then, by that time, to Wiley Post. And then he went to Frank Phillips in Bartlesville, and Frank Phillips was starting to make aviation gasoline at his company, Phillips. So Wiley got to using Phillips gas and taking the Phillips executives and all. Then Uncle Will, of course, was a good friend of Frank Phillips and the other Phillips brothers. So he came often and always visited and stayed out at the ranch some, Little Rock Ranch.
Little Rock, right.
It's a wonderful building and animal preserve, mostly.
Yes.
3,600 acre or something.
Did you go up there with Uncle Will? The Phillips and visit with them? Were you part of that?
One day I was there. Uncle Will was there, and I went with him to the mansion in Bartlesville. And I played with Betty Phillips, the granddaughter. And Uncle Will visited with Aunt Jane and Uncle Frank. Everybody in Bartlesville called them Aunt Jane and Uncle Frank because they operated like family. They gave us all tickets to the circus, and he gave us a silver dollar and candy at Christmas. They were both so generous and so wonderful to Bartlesville.
Did you make these trips alone with Uncle Will? Sometimes
no,
get to take it?
Dad always took us in the car, and my sister went some of the time. I think most times she and I got to go because we were the two oldest.
But you distinctly remember the Phillips and how kind they were. They were just as nice to family as Will and Betty were to their families.
Yeah.
The same
and
deal.
They were good friends. And when they'd be in New York at the same time, they got together. Aunt Betty and Uncle Will got to be very well acquainted with Harvey Firestone and his wife and Henry Ford and his wife. They all three families went up in upstate New York one time for about a week and had cottages, and the kids played and did things, and the women visited and the men visited. She said those were lovely days, and the ladies were so nice and gracious to her.
Did he become better friends with Henry Ford?
Well, yes, he did. Henry Ford was in Detroit, of course, and the baseball team was there. Uncle Will would call, I'm going to be in Detroit tomorrow. I want to have a seat in your box. And Henry said, you always have a seat in my box. And he said, well, I'm going to be there. There better be a place for me. He would get there. And sure enough, a lot of times Henry then would take off work to be sure he was there in his box. And they would visit and watch the ball game, but mostly talk back and forth. They were close friends. He wrote about Henry and the Model T. And he asked him one time, what could you sell that Model T for, the cheapest you could sell? And he said, well, I could give the Model T away if they would just buy all the parts to replace.
And repair it.
No. Yeah.
Was Will known as a sports fan?
Well, kind of, especially rodeo. He kept up with all the times of the people, and the night before he left, they went to a rodeo.
The night before he left?
For Seattle.
On his final trip.
Yeah.
That night he'd gone to a rodeo before he left.
Yeah. He loved to work cattle. He would make a point to get his schedule so he could go out to the XIT or another ranch right there, and he would work cattle for a couple of 3 days. Out in the pen, roping and pulling them over to be branded, worked as hard as anybody, the cowboy said, and he calls this a vacation.
Will wasn't a particularly big man, was he?
No. Oh, no. He wasn't very tall. And he certainly never did have a pouch or anything except muscles. I mean, he was all muscle. He did this Texas skip 100 times every morning just to warm up. That's when you are spinning the rope and you're jumping in and out. And he did that just for exercise and to keep in condition.
Every morning he'd do that Texas skip.
Yeah. If he'd missed it in the morning, he'd do it when he came home from the studio. He helped build his own polo field. See, in polo, it takes a lot of dexterity to ride and not fall over and reaching for the ball and fighting each other over the ball with those long sticks and all, and they get twisted up and everything. Takes about 5 horses each.
So he was active in the polo sport.
Very active. And he had the polo field built on his ranch there at Santa Monica, and all the different people that were very athletic, cowboys and these stunt people, he had them come out and they would divide up and have matches. He had his boys help and play a lot of times if they were around.